from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. accuses Iran of supplying missiles to Yemen. The United States accused Iran Tuesday of supplying Houthi rebels in Yemen with a fired missile into Saudi Arabia in July and called on the U.N. to hold Tehran accountable. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of direct military aggression after a missile was fired from Yemen toward Riyadh on Saturday. The U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said it is too early to determine who's responsible.
That is the situation that we're continuing to assess right now. We don't have a full determination on who is responsible for that.
Iran has dismissed the allegation as contrary to reality. University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Edelman said a tough policy toward Iran is part of the Crown Prince's overall strategy.
With Mohammed bin Salman trying to revise the entire nature of Saudi Arabia, what would be the best possible way to unite the country under him? To have an enemy like Iran.
The Security Council is to meet today to discuss the humanitarian situation in Yemen, where the Saudi-led coalition closed access to the country's sea, land, and airports to cut off weapons shipments. Fadela Chaib is with the World Health Organization. She said the humanitarian situation is very bad.
It's also battling a very serious cholera outbreak. Since months, we are trying to stop it.
Cholera cases are said to top 900,000 since April. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf on Tuesday warned that democracy in the West Africa country is under threat after the Supreme Court put an indefinite hold on a presidential runoff election over fraud allegations. Former footballer George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai were to face off Tuesday in a ballot to replace the term-limited Johnson Sirleaf. This is VOA News. Donald Trump arrived in Beijing on Wednesday, his first visit as U.S. president to a nation that has been a focus in his drive to secure jobs in the U.S. Trade is to top the agenda, but so is North Korea, White House officials say. The president intends to press China, North Korea's closest ally and top trading partner, to push the North to abandon its nuclear program, the topic of a speech he gave in Seoul just hours before arriving in Beijing. In the speech, he compared the success of the South with the prison state of North Korea.
The more successful South Korea becomes, the more decisively you discredit the dark fantasy at the heart of the Kim regime.
Mr. Trump, recalling the sacrifices made in the Korean War, told the National Assembly the North, with its nuclear and missile programs, Pyongyang, must not try the patience of the U.S.
We will not permit America or our allies to be blackmailed or attacked.
The president earlier had to abandon a surprise visit to the demilitarized zones separating the Koreas due to bad weather. The United States firmly opposed an independence referendum by Iraqi Kurds in September, and that position is now being welcomed in Turkey, which hopes it could signal the start of a move by Washington to reconsider its support for Kurdish fighters in Syria. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Washington's robust opposition to its longtime ally, the Iraqi Kurds, in their independence bid came as a welcome surprise for Turkey, since Ankara fears the establishment of any Kurdish independent state would fuel the secessionist demands of the Kurdish minority in southeastern Turkey. International relations expert Soli Özel of Istanbul's Kadir Has University says the U.S. stance challenged widespread Turkish suspicions of Washington's motives in the region.
It's obvious the Americans did not want, at least not at this juncture, they did not want an independent Kurdish state.
That opposition is emboldening Ankara in its efforts to persuade Washington to abandon its support of the YPG. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. considers the Syrian Kurds its best fighting force on the ground against Islamic State, but has to balance that interest with maintaining good relations with Turkey, a NATO ally. A story about a racial slur scrawled on a message board outside the dorm room of an African-American student in the U.S. Air Force Academy went viral last month after the academy superintendent gave a rousing speech about the power of diversity. Well, that story, it turns out, was a hoax. An investigation by the Air Force Academy found that the African-American cadet who reported the message wrote it himself. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.